You're here because you've lost someone in your life, and you're wanting to honor their life in the best way you can. Just close your eyes now, make sure you're comfortable, and allow my words to land deeply inside of you. Your heart, heavy with grief and loss, is weighed down even more when you cannot say goodbye or express your love in the ways you would want to, barred from physical contact because of unusual circumstances. Though this can add a feeling of helplessness to the grief you already feel, please know that what you do makes a difference, what you say makes a difference, and how you choose to honor your loved ones makes a difference. There is no right or wrong way to grieve, but it helps to remember, especially now, that you are a powerful force of love in this world, and the ripples of your love can be felt in your home, in the world, and beyond. Love has so many colors. We have love for a child or a parent, a sibling and a partner, a friend, an animal, and even the earth. And when we experience love, it can encompass the whole range of emotions, from joy to sorrow and everything in between. To be sure, the sadness you feel right now, due to the loss of your loved one, is a profound form of love. Please take a moment now and allow yourself to be present with this sadness inside of you. Can you feel it? Where do you experience it in your body? Is it filling up your heart? Is it somewhere else? Just notice, without judgment, how this sadness shows up for you right now. And remember, we feel sorrow because we love. We mourn because we love. And we hurt because we love. Often we do all we can to avoid pain and to escape grief like this. But today, allow it to be felt and to speak to you. It has profound wisdom to share and healing to offer you. It speaks of lost love, beautiful human love that makes our life on earth so deep and so vibrant. This sorrow is real, this sorrow is deep, and we can take the sorrow and use it as fertile grounds to transform the sadness into beauty and loving action. Today, we transform this sadness into meaningful ceremony. Let this ceremony bring expression to your love. And let this ceremony be a way you can bring action to the love you feel and give purpose to your sadness and to your heavy heart. Celebrate this life. Honor your loved one by connecting to the appreciation you have for them, and remembering all the times they invoke love around them. We're all connected in so many ways, but nothing reminds us more strongly of this connection than the cycles of life and death and the ways they touch our hearts. And so, as you begin this ceremony, keep remembering the love you have and know that the tears, the grief, and the sadness that rise up because of this are all welcome. They are cleansing, and the tears honor your loved one and help transmute the pain into even more love and more reverence for life itself. As you let the potency of this message land inside of you, stay quiet for a little bit and let it sink in fully. Remember, you are a force of love in this world, And this ceremony can be a sacred opportunity to let this love pour forth. So take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. And when you feel ready, gently open your eyes and let the ceremony begin.